Hello and welcome to Cafe Beva. I've been very, very lucky. I've just run into the lady who organised the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dlamthán. And Louise Opperman, are you knackered?
Absolutely exhausted. I'm recovered now, but this side of the parade, you can say a job well done, because I think there were about 700 people who had a good time over 2 hours and who kind of made the point to me that when you go to the town parade, you can't meet and see your relatives and your neighbours and children of the parish. So everybody kind of stood around and chatted after the parade, and it was like river dance down there with all the Irish dancing and music, so much so that the Gardaí that were on duty said to me, "Louise, can we leave our car there and pop down to the village and have a look?" And I said, "Off you go, it's fine." And halfway through the mass, then the parish priest nearly put everybody into nervous breakdown, because he announced that the parade was leaving straight after mass. So people left the church in a panic to join the parade. And I sent them all back into the church to say that mass was...
What did you sent them back into?
I said, no, back you go into mass, because the parade is not leaving until 11 o'clock and you have loads of time. St. Patrick arrived a little bit late, so he didn't get to Holy Communion, but he greeted the parishioners on their way out of the church. And I suppose another last minute panic was the people who were catering free of charge Fitzpatrick's shop for everybody who attended and participated. Rang me saying the electricity had gone off in the centre because they'd blown all the fuses. So it really was only a trip switch. So it was a kind of a mild panic, which was unnecessary. And at the end of the day, the scouts, having picked up all the litter and the village was back to its sleepy little self again, we decided to leave up the bunting to cheer people up over the rest of the long weekend.
My God. And what time did you get up that morning to start
about
your day?
About half six, just to make sure that the pipers had transport to get down there and they start the parade. And then one of the pipers who has been coming to the parade for the past 7 years said that his buddies were all going off to Blarney Parade, and could he stay
around in a vintage motor car?
They were all going off in their own little Ford Fiesta, all eight pipers, and he was staying, they were all piling into a Ford Fiesta, and he was staying down in the village. So I asked him, would he stay? If he stayed, we'd get him transport home. Would he close the parade with the national anthem? So I suppose one of the nicer parts of it was that we had a lone piper playing the national anthem at the very end of the parade for the first time.
Now, let me stop you there. Do you know that lone piper playing the national anthem has been captured for posterity?
Brilliant.
And on audio boo, and is already out there.
Brilliant, that's great. His name is Jerry. I never knew his second name, and I don't even know the address of where he lives. I just drop him home.
Well, I got him. I got the recording. And
there's a marvellous shot of the dancers from behind the marquee, where you just see their back, the back of the eight dancers dressed in black, and then you see all the colourful crowd out in front of them. It's almost like a shadow. It's amazing. And I suppose today and last week and every other day of the year, everybody is kind of gloomy and counting their pennies. And it was one time where people didn't have to dip into their pocket, and they had three or four hours where they really enjoyed themselves. And of course, the weather was in our favour.
And Fitzpatrick, the sponsors, are they happy with how it
went? Delighted. I have to go meet them now this morning after this, but they're delighted. They got a great buzz out of it, and
did they get much exposure, do they?
I'm going to ask them, will they be able to... like, all the local people would know of them, and there are a lot of children in the family, and they were all there helping out. But I know the photographs, and they've got a video made of it, and that's gone to their daughter in Dubai. She works in Dubai. So that day, that went to their daughter in Dubai. So I'm going to ask them, well, are they able to measure the results of the exposure? But they certainly got a lot of goodwill out of it.
And you know the videographer who was there, mm-hmm. who was making a video, they announced that you could send it off to your Irish relatives all over the world as a result of...
He was commissioned by Fitzpatrick's shop to do the video.
Do you know who is he and how? If I hear this audio in Chicago, mm-hmm. which some people mm-hmm. will hear it in Chicago, mm-hmm. and they want to get that local DVD,
I'd suggest that they go on to Fitzpatrick's Facebook page and send a message to Fitzpatrick's shop through the Facebook page, and Kerry then will respond to them.
So if you put in Facebook, Fitzpatrick's Cork shop,
Fitzpatrick's shop.ie, or there's a link to the Facebook page, or if you put in Fitzpatrick's shop Glanton or even Fitzpatrick's Shop Cork, you'll get onto their Facebook page.
Okay, last question. You're in a real rush. You're in a terrible rush. I know that. You're about the busiest woman I know, right? But actually, a small point. Are you knackered, really, after?
No, I'm not. What I did was I went out into my garden and I planted all my potatoes and onions and peas yesterday. So I lose myself out there. So batteries are recharged. I'm back in action again now.
And are you resolving that that's the last one I'll ever organise? I'm resigning from the organisation of it?
No. When you have a sponsor coming on board and you have access to their resources and personnel, it makes a huge difference.
So has that boosted your morale?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is we're having, I suppose, a follow-on meeting next week so that we can document any ways we could make it better and any mistakes we made or anything that we thought was particularly good that we repeated, or anybody who we, like the guys who dyed their moustaches green, that we would recommend that lots of people do it next year to dye their moustaches green.
I'll tell you a couple of things. One is that there are photographs up on Instagram about the day. So it's possible that Glanton has now got a number of photographs. Now, they may all have been taken by me, but they may also have been taken by other people. Mm-hmm. So there's a thing called Instagram, which has material on it already. Mm-hmm. There is Noel Costello, local councillor, right?
Yeah.
He has taken a load of photographs of it and has a whole gallery of photographs. I was looking at them this morning on the iPad, right? Mm-hmm. So they're also out there. I have put 7 videos on YouTube shot on the day already. I think it's about 7 audios on Audioboo. So all that is available to you. You can have it all for wherever you want to put it, as far as I'm concerned, you know. So you can use all that material and you can come back to me if you want to put it on a website, a Facebook page, wherever you want it, you know.
Okay.
But it's there. I loved the day. It was, my daughter loved it.
Did she? Did she get her face painted?
She got her face painted with a snake.
Across her face,
She got the snake. She wanted the snake. She got the snake. Mm-hmm. It's up on YouTube, her having a snake. I interviewed her about it afterwards. So there's a load of stuff.
Yeah, and it's all happy stuff, which is good.
And it's so wonderful. And I couldn't agree with you more about the fact that it was the very first local St. Patrick's Day parade I had ever been to in my life.
Yeah. The other ones are bigger and that you don't get to meet people at them, but then they have their purpose as well, in that they, you know, people get a chance to network and businesses get a chance to expose themselves. But this isn't really a business one. This is more a community one.
Do you know what we could do? We could actually hold a friendly competition for the best local St. Patrick's Day parade in the country.
Well, what I will do is I will come back to you, Paul, about how many communities contact me afterwards wanting to set up a Patrick's Day parade.
Have you had people approach you looking for you to be a sort of
to ask
advisor?
Them how we did it? Yeah.
There's a term that they use nowadays on the internet for this,
Louise.
Yeah, I tell you the term is. It's called a trust agent, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's a guy called Chris Brogan and another guy called Julian Smith. Together they wrote a book that got into the top, the top 1 or 2 or 3 in the New York bestsellers to do with business. The book is called Trust Agents, right?
Let's have a look at that.
I can give you a loan of it if you don't want to buy it, right?
No, I'll have a look at it,
Brogan and Julian Smith, it's fantastic. But that very fact that you've done something, now you have people who will consult you about how to do it, you are then thereby becoming, in the jargon terms, a trust agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I always wanted to know what I should call myself. So I used to use social entrepreneur, but now I might call myself a trust agent.
Look, how would anyone who's listening to this audiobook get in touch with you, by the way? Supposing somebody genuinely does want to get in touch with you, how on earth would they get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me is through the Glanmire Business Network website or Facebook page, and send me a message through that. It's glanmirebusinessnetwork.ie.
Okay, that's clear enough. Glanmirebusinessnetwork.ie.
You can send me a message, an email through that, or you can send me a message through the Glanmire Business Network Facebook page. That's the quickest way of getting to me.
Look, I better let you go.
No, I'm fine.
Thanks a million. Hang on, we'll stop this.